Okay, it's 3 o'clock and we will get started with the NEWH Green Voice webinar. Thank you for joining us here on our virtual event. I want to thank our sponsors as well. We have two wonderful sponsors of the Green Voice session, Global Lighting and JLF Lone Meadow. So these would not happen, these sessions would not happen without them. So thank you to both of them. I also want to thank our NEWH Sustainable Hospitality Committee, which I am very lucky to lead as the VP of Sustainable Hospitality for NEWH. I should have introduced myself. I am Dina Ballon. If you are seeking CEUs for this webinar, there will be information posted on the last slide at the end of the session during the questions. And as well, you will receive information via email afterwards. We ask you to fill out a survey along with that as well, so please complete that for us. And if you are calling in and attending this session, you are muted. So if you have any questions along the way during the session, please type them into the chat area. And I will ask Joanna those questions at the end of her talk. All right? I'm going to go ahead and introduce Joanna, jump right into it so that she can get started. Joanna is the founder and CEO of MindClick Global, the marketplace for responsible business. MindClick's Sustainable Performance Index is a trusted source for consumer brands seeking suppliers who take care of the environment, health, and well-being of their community and their businesses. Currently serving Marriott as a client and the hospitality and food service industries, Joanna is the driving vision, development, and growth of the company. The company is focused on service and solutions that measure and optimize and promote the environmental and social business performance. So with that, I will hand it over to Joanna. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a great talk on sustainable supply chain management.
Thank you very much, Dina, and thank you to everyone who's joining this afternoon. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to share quite a bit of great learning as well as some insights from other designers in the community with respect to some of the tools that are needed to help really connect designers and suppliers in serving the hotel industry further. So the way we're going to start the webinar today is to look at the broader consumer perspective with respect to sustainability. And what you'll notice in the first few minutes of the presentation is that we're really seeing a shift from an orientation of sustainability focused on buildings and operations to an emphasis on products and what the expectations are for the products that consumers purchase, that they're exposed to in experiences that they have, obviously in the hospitality industry as well as elsewhere. So we thought that we'd start out with bringing that to life for you. So the first set of information that I'm going to share is efforts by Coca-Cola in partnership with Will.i.am. Coca-Cola has created an entire new brand that they call EcoCycle, and thanks to the brilliance of Coca-Cola marketing, for those of you who can catch this, EcoCycle is actually Coke spelled backwards, and the partnership was created in order to help drive a greater recycling of the bottles in which Coca-Cola products are packaged, recognizing the importance of that in the delivery of their product to the consumer, the importance to the consumer of, quote-unquote, a greener approach to product offerings. And what you're about to see in these various commercials and videos is a reflection of how Coca-Cola is really engaging the mainstream consumer in this process, and quite effectively so. So we'll start with the first video.
Hour.
So this first video was demonstrating what Coca-Cola is doing with the NBA and what Will.i.am is doing as part of that partnership as well. And again, making this a very mainstream kind of focus and communication. The second video that I'll show you next is a commercial that has aired quite frequently, especially during the NBA playoffs, and really brings to light this notion of reuse and recyclability and how that is ultimately impacting us. Products that consumers are expecting for today. So you have to love the world of food and food marketing, because they're always on the forefront of understanding what's happening in the consumer mindset, and being very responsive to it and very innovative in how they're being responsive. So you've just seen what Coca-Cola has done in partnership with Will.i.am. And by the way, that was facilitated through relationships with CAA, which is one of the biggest agencies out of Hollywood. That same agency was also involved in what I'm about to share with you. That's a video that Chipotle put out. This video received 7 million views in its first week, and there have been over 11 million total views since mid-September. Interesting date that they chose to actually launch this video. And by the way, it's estimated that this particular video cost over $1 million to produce. It's very powerful, as you'll see when we get into it, and it gets even further into the notion of the products that consumers are choosing in terms of not only what's in them as an example of EcoCycle, but this gets into much greater depth into how they're made and the importance of transparency in really demonstrating the quality of products. So before we move into a summary of what, you know, Bangladesh means and all of this as well, the story behind the Chipotle video is, again, really responding to especially the millennial generation's increased demand for transparency in the way in which products are made and in the business practices of the companies who are making those products. So Chipotle is trying to connect a very strong brand identity in terms of the freshness and quality of their product by examining the way in which the belief system exists as to how other products may be made and sort of the factory or institutionalized approach versus the notion of the local farming, the fresh quality of the small-scale producer in delivering the product that ultimately Chipotle chooses to source in the as ingredients in the products that they then sell. And if you caught in the video, there's GMO versus non-GMO that's being alluded to, which is, for those of you who don't know, which has to do with the growth hormones that are potentially used in improving the performance of the, whether it's beef or whether it has to do with the manner in which crops are being generated and performing more efficiently and so on and so forth. So it's really hitting on a lot of both social as well as product-specific sustainability drivers. And then, of course, there is Bangladesh, which I'm sure everyone on the call is familiar with, and you can see the very large global brands that were and continue to be impacted by this. And, in fact, just the other day, H&M announced their commitment to increasing the wages that are paid to garment workers regardless of what the wage standards are for the countries in which they're having these various T-shirts and other related products produced. So, you know, in really what's happening from the consumer mindset is that we're seeing a lot of importance being placed on how products are made, what goes into making those products, and under what conditions. And in the language that's typically used in sustainability, it has to do with the social responsibility, the environmental practices that are being followed by the companies who are creating these products, as well as looking at the product life cycle from the raw material stage all the way through end of life. In summary, again, how products are made, using what resources, and under what human conditions. And this is the mindset, particularly of the millennial generation, and the implications for the hospitality industry, and then the opportunity that the designers have to partner with suppliers in finding those products that go into hotel design that address this increased demand is where the real opportunity lies for the design community. So as we move on and look at the consumer perception of hotel sustainability, by way of just providing some context, what hotels say today versus what guests think is the notion of hanging up your towel really about helping the environment, or is it about lining the hotel your pocket? And this is just a comical sketch of the reaction to this notion of putting a lot of requests in to the guests themselves to change what their behavior, but not necessarily providing information to the guests to the same degree as to how the hotels are changing their behavior in a way that's really meaningful to the hotel guests. And it's much harder for the consumer to respond and to be motivated by this notion of, oh, we've saved X amount of energy, or we've been able to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by Y, because the consumer doesn't necessarily get to feel and touch that. But when you start to talk about the products that are in the hotel, the choice of the carpets, the wall coverings, the linens that are being used, the fabrics, et cetera, now you're talking about something that consumers are able to connect with further. We conducted a study, MindClick, with Expedia in 2012. It was with 5,000 Expedia consumers, and it was done online. And the purpose of the study was to really dive in deeper to understand the relationship that guests have with respect to sustainability, what messages they respond to, what their expectations are for hotels, and to understand what role does the choice of products that go into the hotel has in helping hotels meet the sustainability expectations of their guests. So what we found is that 2 out of 3 expect that hotels are fully engaged in sustainability, and they totally agree that hotels need to be socially responsible and mindful of their impact on people, their communities, and the planet. To go into further specifics, the definition that we presented was this notion that hotels are built, furnished, and operated in ways that are better for the guests, the community, and the planet. So looking at not only the products themselves in terms of the guest impact, such as their impact on health and well-being, the impact of the community, as well as not only the impact of the building on the planet, but the choice of products that go into the hotel and what kind of impact they have on the planet. And we saw this come out pretty clearly in the research, where, yes, the response to the typical energy efficiency, water conservation, and waste was seen as highly important, but the next highest importance was products that were made sustainably. The hotel's efforts to purchase products made sustainably fit well with the definition from the guest perspective of what sustainability means in the hotel. By contrast, compare that with the 36% who identified LEED certification as reflecting sustainability performance in a hotel. Now, part of that reflects the consumer awareness of LEED, generally speaking. But, again, it also reflects what is it that consumers can personally touch and feel, and that comes back to the product. We also found that in context, looking at the attributes or the benefits associated with sustainability, the indoor air quality of the room came up as very high, with 59%, so 3 out of 5 consumers looking at that, as well as room decor and furnishings, as being of very high importance when it comes to the sustainability-related efforts of a hotel. As a point of comparison, cleanliness, quality of staff and service are way up there at the 95% and 87% agreement, as you would fully expect. These are, you know, considered what key attributes in terms of hotel performance. So we wanted to give you a perspective on how these percentages for indoor air quality in the room and choice of room decor and finishings compared with those. So what we also found, which was absolutely fascinating, is we specifically asked consumers if they could identify on their own products that they believe help the hotel deliver a healthier guest experience, as well as contribute to what we defined as better for the planet, meaning helping to improve the energy efficiency, to conserve water, to reduce waste, and so on. So this next page goes into detail and shows you, and this is responses not that they chose from a list, but they actually wrote in themselves. So they could come up with any product, and these are the percentages of 5,000 consumers who were specifically identifying these products as either making a contribution to the health of the room or making a contribution for the hotel's ability to have a better environmental impact. So you can see mattresses are way up there, carpets are way up there, paint, fabric, sort of a catch-all furniture, even wall vinyls. And then in the operational impact, it has to be expected, light bulbs and shower heads and lamps and so on. But I think those involved in this research effort were really surprised at the amount of awareness that consumers have as to the impact that these types of products can have, both on their health as well as the sustainability efforts of the hotel. We then put together a scenario where we said, imagine that the guests could choose between 2 recently renovated hotels. And we picked a random location. We said downtown Chicago. We gave them, basically said mid-scale brand, so it was brand agnostic. And we said both hotels had information on the website talking about their operationally related sustainability efforts, efforts to reduce their energy consumption, to increase their recycling, and so on. And we all, then we said, now one of those hotels went to the effort to actually choose products that had a positive sustainability impact on guest health and well-being, as well as the environment. And we showed an example, and this is an expandable one here, where it was just a room photo with these different call-outs. So bedside tables are made with formaldehyde-free wood fiber panels to eliminate toxins in the room, as one example. And then there are a couple of others in there. And, of course, we included in there that these were third-party validated ratings of the product impact on health, well-being, and the environment. So what we found is that 95% of these 5,000 Expedia consumers said they would choose the hotel that had integrated sustainable purchasing practices and told the story of how those products benefited guest health and well-being over the comparable property. Price and location and so on were obviously taken off the, you know, the non-issues here. They were comparable on every level except the designation. And what we found that was absolutely fascinating was that the reason that so many consumers said this was the hotel they would choose is because they equated it to service. They said if a hotel has gone out of its way to select those products that are going to be better for my health and well-being as well as being better for the planet, and contrast that with the please hang up your towel approach, that in their minds equated to better service, and they would assume that they would have a better service experience at that property. What's interesting, and I'll talk about this later in the webinar, is we're actually seeing that played out in a pilot program that we have with a property in Southern California, a courtyard property, and we're seeing these similar kinds of results. So, yes, this is done in research, and yes, you know, there can be bias in the research, but in the actual execution of this, in a test market, we're seeing the same kind of very, very positive response to this. So, of course, that takes us to then, you know, the next question, which is, we understand that consumers want this. How do we as hotels address the increased demand for sustainability, and what can the role of the product choices play and contribute to that? So to provide some context of, again, the increased focus that is being driven by the consumer marketplace and being responded to by the likes of TripAdvisor, yes, the hotelier challenge is about cost. You hear that all the time, right? We're not willing to pay a premium for these, you know, quote-unquote green products because we don't see the payback, we don't believe consumers care enough. There's all sorts of reasons that are given. In many cases, you've also got situations, particularly with renovated properties or properties that are being renovated and it's not new construction, that the feasibility of some of the changes required in order to be more sustainable, whether it be to achieve LEED certification or whether even to just be able to promote that they've improved the energy efficiency of the hotel and so on and so forth beyond the changing out the light bulbs, we run into some feasibility and certainly cost issues. However, demand is increasing for hotels to respond to the consumer marketplace. And TripAdvisor, for those of you who may not be aware, has spent the last year plus evaluating the best way to convey to consumers the sustainability practices of hoteliers. And they have developed a free tool for the hotels to use to report on what their sustainability efforts are, with a heavy focus, obviously, on operations. But interestingly enough, achieving that is impacted heavily by the choices they're making in purchasing. So they launched their Green Leaders program in April of this year. To date, and actually this data is probably about 3 weeks old now, there have been over 130,000 searches for Green Leader hotels. The average Green Leader hotel has a 20% higher TripAdvisor rating, and early test results are showing a higher click-through rate for those hotels with the Green Leader designation. This is all before TripAdvisor has actually implemented a consumer marketing campaign highlighting the Green Leaders program. So we're fully expecting that these numbers are going to rise dramatically once that's in place. So what does that look like? Well, if you were to do a search, and this was done a couple of days ago, for just properties in Las Vegas, so 30% of the top 10 Las Vegas properties that came up on TripAdvisor already have this Green Leaders designation. And this is an example of the kind of information that is available to the consumer. And by the way, this is front and center. The consumer doesn't have to go search for, quote-unquote, the Green Leaders program as a separate part of the TripAdvisor's website. Once they do any kind of search, as you can see in the darkened parts of the background, there's a Green Leaders designation associated with the Palazzo Resort Hotel Casino. Then they can click on that, and it provides a quick summary. And so if you look at these green practices that this hotel is highlighting, you have five out of the six items that are listed are related to product choices. The toiletries, the non-toxic pest control, the light bulbs, the education for guests on green practices. Well, obviously one of the green practices is what are they doing in their purchasing choices, and then the water-efficient bathrooms and fixtures. Now, obviously, some of these are outside the realm of what designers are involved in, but two out of the six, the education for guests on the green practices, which relates to their choices, which connect directly to design choices and the products that are used in the hotel, as well as certainly water-efficient bathroom fixtures, as an example, connect directly with the role that you all play. So, in summarizing all of this, what the hotel brands understand is that suppliers have a direct and significant impact on the environment. And in some ways, in fact, many ways, it's almost easier to help hotels, individual hotel properties, achieve improved sustainability performance, and especially in the eyes of the consumer, by focusing on the suppliers. But to put it in context, an average hotel buys more in a week than over 100 consumers in a year. 50 to 70% of the environmental impact of an organization comes from the supply chain, and typically more than 75% of greenhouse gas emissions is also supply chain driven. And if you think of the hospitality industry combined in terms of all of the purchasing that goes on, the global GDP impact is 10 times greater than that of Walmart. And Walmart, for some of you who may not know, has been a major leader in integrating sustainability into their supply chain, where to be a supplier of consumer products to Walmart, they are required to complete evaluations on what they're doing in everything from their packaging to the sourcing of materials to how they're managing their own operations to try to minimize their environmental footprint through energy, water, and waste reduction. So one of the big challenges that exists for designers and anyone involved in the purchasing decision when it comes to suppliers and what they're doing in sustainability is that there are over 300 different eco-labels and certifications out there, and there is an overwhelming amount of information that falls under these sort of broad category descriptions of sustainability. If we go back to the videos that were shown at the beginning, it's, in sort of consumer-facing terms, it's how products are made, what goes into those products, and under what, human conditions the products are being produced. So that's a lot of information to try to summarize and share in a way that can be easily integrated into the process that designers and purchasers go through as they're putting together the design concepts and making their purchasing decisions. To better understand some of the challenges that exist for the design community, we conducted a study with HC Magazine in July of this year, and we talked to about 130 designers through an online survey. And what we found is that design firms with over 50 projects per year expect that more than half of their projects will involve sustainability in some way in the next year. On average, all designers, not just those from the larger firms, are spending 30 hours per project trying to find sustainable product solutions, but only 1 in 4 are able to find the information they need. And that's driven by the fact that there's a lot of different types of information. What room type and project type are you trying to get answers, get products selected for, has an impact, as well as the contribution of those products towards guest health and well-being, their contribution towards helping hotels reduce their energy waste and water impact, what kind of community impact these suppliers may have in the way in which they make their products and bring them to market in terms of local sourcing, the kind of carbon footprint associated with these products, the use of, quote-unquote, sustainable materials, packaging choices, community, and again, as I mentioned before, community impact. So when we tried to understand what the needs of the designers who were surveyed are, we proposed an option that said, well, imagine having access to an online marketplace to source these materials or products, that each there's a range of information provided for each supplier that summarizes the contribution to guest health as well as to reducing the environmental footprint of hotels, the support of these suppliers for fair labor practices and human rights, and their contribution or their efforts to reduce their own environmental impact in the facilities used to produce the product. And that not only includes the facilities that are here in the U.S., but facilities all over the world where some of that production is being outsourced. And then the summary of this solution that's proposed is this marketplace makes it easy to compare suppliers and to quickly find solutions to help meet the sourcing needs. And what we found was that for those firms with 50 or more projects a year, those who have a lot on their plate, 9 out of 10 designers expect to use the source at least monthly, and 80% of designers will use the source to find new suppliers who can help them meet these needs. So just as some examples of what this kind of solution looks like is an ability to quickly find products, not only based upon local sourcing, locations relative to the property that you would be working on, but the ability to browse by project type, by product category, and so on, with the kind of information being available to enable, and these are the key features that the designers who were surveyed were looking for, the ability to compare suppliers and products, to quickly select those suppliers or products with the best sustainability attributes, and to be able to get summaries of specifically what are some of these suppliers doing. So, for example, the existence of pre- or post-consumer recycled content, or whether it's a rapidly renewable product or is a bio-based product. In addition, also the ability to quickly see where products are sourced, manufactured, and shipped, and to get an in-depth look behind the scenes. And what's interesting here is that, from the designer perspective, it's about being able to touch and feel the products that you're choosing to go into hotels. The same is true of consumers in terms of how we all shop, generally speaking. And so when it comes to getting a sense of the suppliers that you're working with and what goes into making these products and bringing them to life, one of the keys we found was the ability to connect with the story behind the certification or the checklist that says, here's what an organization is doing. And to provide an example, and this actually is not a, FF&E product, this is actually in the food realm, but again, it provides an example of the kind of information that the designers will be able to have access to through these type of solutions. So we'll pause for one more video to give you a day in the life of a particular supplier here.
I'm Tony. Today we're out in Ocoee, Florida, at Lake Meadow Natural, where we pick up our eggs. We're hoping to be able to carry all of their three grains. interested. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk with Dale Volker, the owner, about his product, and check out the site. So go.
Yeah, solid.
My name is Dale Volker. I'm going to play something that I'm asking. Yeah, it's been an amazing thing you have here. I'm really happy to.
So contrast this to the video that was created by Chipotle, and this is the what we'll start to see more and more of, which again is responding to the consumer demand for transparency, but also from the designer perspective provides an opportunity to really get behind the scenes of the various suppliers that you're working with for those that you can't physically visit and see, but that you can get an idea of really what goes into how they make the product, in a way that can ultimately be then shared with your clients to help them tell the story, which we'll show you some examples of in just a minute or two, and enable those hoteliers to start to really differentiate themselves in the marketplace where the demand for sustainability performance continues to grow and grow. And to give you an idea of the kinds of suppliers who we're partnering with, who are fully engaged and on board with the approach we're taking to help share this kind of information and to address the needs of the hotel industry and to be able to not only demonstrate what they're doing in sustainability in a way that can be easily integrated into your research and sourcing process, but also to demonstrate their improvement over time in the ways in which they're making their products and their commitment to social responsibility in their communities, as well as to their overall impact, not only on, the environment and the way they run their operations, but in the ways their products can help the hoteliers improve their overall environmental impact. So I mentioned earlier in the presentation that we would talk a bit about the case study that we're doing with the Courtyard Rancho Bernardo in the San Diego market area. And this case study is an Applelite-owned property. It's a property that was renovated in May of this year. And what we're about to share is the communications that is being made available to guests at the property, talking about the ways in which some of the products that are in the hotel contribute to guest health and well-being, as well as to the overall environmental impact. And the communications of this is occurring through online communications as well as mobile marketing technology. So for those of you not familiar with Snapchat, they're the equivalent of QR codes, only they're branded, so they're more attractive. And these are printed on various collateral pieces, such as door hangers, the key cards themselves, as well as key card holders, and then provides the guests the ability to use their mobile devices to then immediately tap into the stories that can be told about how the hotel has selected products that have, again, a positive health impact as well as a positive environmental impact. So these are just some examples. So wall coverings from MDC, this is talking about how the MDC is using plastic bottles to create the backing for wall coverings. And by the way, every supplier who is listed here and talked about here is part of the MindClick index in which they've all been evaluated, going through an extensive set of surveys with respect to their social, environmental, and product sustainability performance. Those criteria were created through the Hospitality Sustainable Purchasing Consortium, which we coordinated, and participation included members of about 21 different suppliers, from global suppliers as well as smaller local suppliers, the U.S. Green Building Council, some leading purchasing companies such as Benjamin West and InVision, as well as RTKL and Sarah Architects, and Marriott, and then some sustainability experts as well. And so the standards were built following leading global standards as set forth by the Global Reporting Initiative, the Carbon Disclosure Project, ISO standards for product sustainability, NSF standards, and the like. And the consortium works through identifying what are the critical performance criteria by which the supply chain should be evaluated to help hotels improve their overall environmental impact. So that's a little context behind this. So this is the example of MDC. The next is an example of JLF, which is highlighting the responsible harvesting of wood, toxin-free water-based materials, as well as local sourcing. The next is Fairmont Designs, that is demonstrating the commitment to ensure that they're not sourcing wood from the rainforest. Shaw carpeting, which talks about the use of being made from recycled content as well as the energy reduction they've been able to achieve to produce the carpet, which has a direct impact on greenhouse gas emissions. Taiping, which talks about the textile that is free of petroleum-based materials. And then seven aluminum tables that are made of 70% recycled aluminum and designed to be recycled, and then talks about the impact of what happens when you're able to recycle aluminum. So these are just some snapshots of some of the products that we were able to highlight as a result of our index program. What's absolutely fascinating is the results we're seeing in terms of guest response. So we've had over 143 guests who have reviewed these communications and completed the surveys since the program started in late September through the end of November. And over 80% of respondents liked the program, the communications that they're seeing from this. And 52% indicated that knowing this would, that these hotel furnishings positively impact their health and the environment would be very influential in their choice of the hotel. What we also found is that this had a very, very, very strong and direct impact on their opinion of the hotel as well as their opinion of Marriott. So as you can see, in total, a slightly and greatly increased opinion of the hotel itself, 69% of those who viewed this communication said it increased the opinion of the hotel, and 73% said it increased their opinion of Marriott, the brand. When it comes to the impact on the key metric for hotel performance, which is the likelihood of booking the hotel again, as well as referring family and friends, what we found was the 1.5 to 2 times higher rating for both as compared to Marriott's own guest satisfaction surveys of those in the hotel who had not been exposed to or had not seen this kind of communication. And these are huge numbers, and such that there are a lot of senior executives at Marriott talking about this, because what this is able to do is to create a differentiation in the marketplace, addressing a critical area of demand and importance to today's consumer, particularly the millennial generation. But by the way, this particular hotel has a 50-50 mix of business travelers and leisure travelers of all ages. So it's not just the millennials that are responding positively, but basically, again, reflecting that if a hotel is able to tell the story of how they're going out of its way to choose those products that have a positive impact on guest health and well-being, as well as the environment, it definitely improves their perception of the hotel and the brand, and is, as shown by these numbers, has a very direct impact in their future behavior. And by the way, this is a particular hotel property that definitely has had some challenges operationally, new management team in place, and so on. So to see these numbers, even with some of those changes, is pretty exciting to see. So, you know, the opportunity from the standpoint of your design effort is that there is a great partnership opportunity that exists with the suppliers, and the suppliers have a very significant contribution to make in helping hotels meet increased demand for sustainability performance in a way that hotel guests can relate to, which is the products that they're able to touch and sleep on and walk on and so on and so forth. And you as designers have a key role in helping your clients, the hoteliers, respond to this demand by being able to source those products that have the kind of story to tell that we've just demonstrated. And, of course, there's a couple of options in terms of how you get access to this information, which is to build your own library of the information and to catalog it and, you know, keep your own profile based upon the information that you get directly from the supplier, which is, you know, which showed earlier in the presentation, is definitely takes a considerable amount of time, and there's some challenges with respect to that. The other option is to ask your suppliers if they're in the index that has been created through this stakeholder engagement and industry initiative to make it very easy for suppliers to tell their story and to demonstrate the benefits that they can bring to the table whether it be in their choice of packaging or whether it be in the method in which they're manufacturing their products and helping to reduce the energy, water, waste, and greenhouse gas emissions, or whether it be in the materials, the choices themselves that have a positive impact on guest health and well-being, as well as helping the hotel itself reduce their own environmental impact. So the key in this is whatever option you choose, of greatest importance is to add sustainability performance factors in your supplier selection criteria. This is being adopted heavily by Marriott. We are moving forward with Wyndham to do this as well, and we have many other brands that will be coming on board soon. And basically what they're doing is integrating use of our index into their own choices of suppliers that they want to be working with, and to encourage, most importantly, their suppliers to get on the journey of improving their sustainability performance so that they then in turn have a story that they can tell to the consumers, as well as positively impact the overall environmental footprint of their property. And then, obviously, any information you can get from the suppliers to quantify the impact of the hotel, how it can actually help the hotel save money, as well as reduce the environmental impact, and then finally, telling the story as shown in many of these examples. So thank you for your time this afternoon, and look forward to answering any of your questions.
Well, thank you very much, Joanna. That was awesome. We really appreciate it. There was a lot of information there, and we do have a few questions. One of them is, doesn't LEED cover the majority of categories in your research, and do consumers understand LEED and that information?
So the best way to describe what LEED covers is that if you turn a building upside down and shake it, and anything that falls out is not typically covered in LEED. So that leaves a lot of products in a hotel that the consumer connects with that are not covered. But most importantly, the understanding and awareness of LEED is really low, and the consumer understanding awareness. And the USGBC acknowledges this. It's not been their market to promote directly to the consumer. They focused on building professionals. And so the challenge has been that it's up to the building professionals to convey to the consumer what the true benefits of LEED are. And most of what you see out there is that there will be the existence of a plaque or certification or what have you, but not explanation behind it as to how they really achieve that. Or if they do talk about it, they talk more about the building efficiency and impact on greenhouse gas emissions and the like. And there's really not that much that's been done to tell the story of the product contribution, particularly to guest health and well-being. And the reality is that, consumers, we all care about ourselves first, right? So anything that can be shared with respect to the way a product makes us feel good or is better for our health and well-being, that's the message that they respond to first. And then followed by the messages with respect to, environmental impact.
That makes sense, yeah. Another question that came up early on in your presentation is, why is Walmart so accountable with their products and vendors, but not with social sustainability aspects of paying their workers a living wage? Are you addressing social sustainability in your index?
We do address social responsibility. The way we do this is we follow the United Nations the ILO Convention on Fair Labor Practices and Human Rights, which looks at discrimination. It looks at freedom from child labor and, slavery types of things, and it looks at the right to collective bargaining and so on. And so it's a much longer conversation with respect to why Walmart isn't addressing it. But to be quite honest, the responsibility in some ways lies with the consumers who choose to shop at Walmart and to continue to support Walmart's business practices. What we're seeing is that there is an increased focus in our country, generally speaking, on increasing the minimum wage. And there seems to be some gathering strength behind that initiative. So I would predict that, you know, within the next several years, we may see more and more at the state level as well as at the federal government level an increase in the minimum wage, which will then translate directly to what Walmart's paying its workers. Now, having said all of this, in that slide that I shared about Bangladesh, as a result of what's happened in Bangladesh, some of the leading global brands like H&M are out there with statements saying that they will pay their workers, regardless of what country they're in, a quote-unquote, you know, living wage. So I think that as consumers better understand this and make shopping choices tied directly to how important social responsibility in the firm is to them, you'll see Walmart make changes. But until that happens, you know, it's not necessarily happening quickly.
That seems very true. Well, thank you very much. We have like 1 minute left, so I'm going to give a little information on CEUs. But first, I wanted to thank Joanna for imparting such a vast amount of information to us in an hour. It was really great. And also remind everybody that this will be up on the NEWH website, recorded, both the slides and what Joanna said. So if you want to go back and see any parts of it, you're more than welcome to do that. And I know I missed a couple questions. So if I have those written down, and we'll try to add those to the website as well. So if you are looking for CEUs, you can see the information up on your screen. Also, it will be sent out to you post this event. And we thank you very much for calling in and listening in. There will be another Green Voice educational event in person in Orlando this spring at the Green Hospitality Conference, as well as in May at the HD Las Vegas show. So stay tuned. Look for that on the NEWH website. And thank you all, and thank you, Joanna.
Thank you.